This is a Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Tuesday night, Marion McParland, the longtime host of NPR's Piano Jazz, died at age 95 at her home in Port Washington, New York.
She was interviewed by Robert Ginsberg when she came to Northwest Arkansas, I guess Fayetteville, really, to perform with the North Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. That was in March of 1990.
Right. She actually was here in March of 1990 and then came back to perform in 1992. Robert interviewed her both times. March 1990 is what we're going to hear something from that interview here. At that time, Piano Jazz had already been on the air for more than 11 years. It was one of the more venerable NPR shows, even in 1990.
She said 14 years, actually, in the
interview. She does in the interview, but I went back, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because I hear her say that in the interview. I said, well, and it was 1978 when it started.
Okay.
But
checking her math.
Yeah. During the interview with Robert, she talked about several things that we won't hear about in this excerpt. How she met her husband, musician Jimmy McParland, how she became interested in both classical and jazz as a teenager, and how the industry shifts of the time. There's a great conversation that Robert and Marion McParland have, remembering it's 1990, about how the music world was changing. And they mentioned specifically MTV, which has nothing to do with music anymore.
No.
With the benefit of hindsight, listening back and knowing how much more it would change relatively quickly, this was before digital downloads were even a blip on the radar screen. Now, part of that will be heard when Robert plays a longer excerpt Friday night on Shades of Jazz at 10. But here's just a bit of what they talked about in March 1990.
I don't know. I noticed some people in the business are trying, sort of have this attitude, some of the younger guys. Like, I've had some people on Piano Jazz, like Benny Green, you're familiar with him. Mm-hmm. He's got quite a young kid, but he really is into the music of Monk and Bud Powell and everybody, sort of as if he were delving into classical music. It's really becoming like that with a lot of players.
Same with Marcus Roberts.
Yeah, Marcus Roberts is another one. And this even younger kid, Jeff Keyser. There's a lot of them out there that are really sort of getting into the repertoire of older jazz. Well, of course, the prime one is Wynton Marsalis. He surprised me. We went to hear him at the Vanguard, and he played a Louis Armstrong tune, Big Butter and Eggman. And then he played some other things from that era, and he really has been listening to that era of music, and he's trying to promote it or tell people they should be listening to it, and they should. I mean, I don't mean as a steady diet, but as part of jazz history.
And then how did you get involved with NPR, with Piano
Jazz?
Well,
that came, I think, as a result of, I don't know if you ever heard the show by Alec Wilder. It was a wonderful series of, unfortunately, Alec in his lifetime was not too well known. It's just a shame because he was such a great composer. And he wrote this book on American popular song, and it was kind of a critique of all the great songwriters, Harold Arlen, Cole Porter, Jerome Kern, et cetera, et cetera. So when the book came out, they started this radio series for NPR in which Alec would discourse about various composers, and they would always have a singing guest. They had Tony Bennett, they had Margaret Whiting, they had Peggy Lee, they had, you name it, jazz, pop kind of vocalists on the show. So when the series ended, they were sort of casting around for something erudite, you know, that wouldn't be too commercial. And I think Alec recommended me. This is what came about. They started asking me, they being the people at educational radio in South Carolina, saying we want to do something on the lines of Alec's show, and I just thought it would be easy to do two pianos, have a guest, and we'd talk and play. And I thought it was going to be for, you know, 13 shows, and I thought that would be the end of it. But Exxon sponsored it, Baldwin provided the pianos, and here we are, 14 years later, and Exxon is still sponsoring it, and Baldwin is still providing the pianos.
Before that interview, you actually mentioned digital download.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day of, we record all of our interviews on digital recorders.
Right.
And that interview was actually recorded on
cassette.
Right.
It was a Marantz cassette recorder. And in fact, Wednesday morning, Robert sent me a text, something else you wouldn't have done in March 1990, saying that he had this interview, but it was on cassette. How can we get it into digital format? Like, well, we have nothing up here that makes that transformation. He figured it out at his own house, but yeah, we used to do everything on cassette. Robert still has some reel-to-reel interviews he's done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Well, you can hear more from Robert Ginsberg's interview with Marion McPartland on Friday's
yes.
Edition of Shades of Jazz, 10 o'clock.
That's correct.